Hey, you like Israel? You like Torah? Sign up for our Israel National Torah newsletter at the link on the screen. This week's Torah reading opens the third of the five books of Moses called Vayikra. Now let's look inside the Torah to see that the last letter of the first word is smaller. It looks like this. This first word, Vayikra, means that God called out to Moses. So why the small letter? Do you think they ran out of ink just then at Mount Sinai? No. Rather, the primary work of the Kabbalah, the Zohar, explains that this last letter is small in order to communicate to us that God's calling to Moses was incomplete, meaning it was lacking. Whoa, God can do something that's incomplete and lacking? Yes, and there's a reason. Now clean your ears so you hear each and every word. The Zohar says that God's calling was incomplete because Delohava ela b'mishkana uva'ara achra begin deshlimu lo ishtakach ela ba'ara kadisha. Because God's calling to Moses was in the tabernacle in a foreign land, a complete calling can only be achieved in the Holy Land. So here, God is calling out to the greatest prophet of all times, the most tuned into God person in history, Moshe. And it's happening at a time of great miracles and God's revelation. Our food is falling from heaven every day. We're protected all the time by the clouds of glory on every side. Our clothes don't wear and tear for 40 years. And amidst all of these miracles, there's something lacking in the communication between God and Moshe? How can that be? Rather, the Zohar is establishing a spiritual axiom. No matter how good it is outside the land of Israel, there is, by definition, a spiritual lacking. So that small Hebrew letter Aleph is teaching us that even if a person is connected to God on the most intimate of levels, but outside the land of Israel, it's small. The only way to expand that letter and to formulate a full and robust relationship with the God of Israel is in the land of Israel. Only in Israel can God's revelation be complete. And by the way, last week I quoted a source comparing life in the diaspora to idolatry, and some of you were deeply hurt. Let me clarify. Of course, there are many extenuating circumstances preventing many people from getting on an El Al flight tomorrow morning to Israel. I'm not here to judge anybody. Rather, in the diaspora, there's a huge lack of education regarding the centrality of the land of Israel. So here in Beit El, we're endeavoring to just put some sources out there about how special and beautiful the land really is. It's up to each of you to judge for yourselves if, when, and to what extent to act out on these powerful sources. And besides, all of us are lacking in multiple ways. So we, the entire Hebrew nation, we're all in this together. So we'll see y'all next week. And don't forget, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just put your cursor over the button that appears on the screen and click subscribe. Y'all come back now, you hear?